variance for relief for the following side yard setback, the deck, which is the ocean side, 6.2 feet, 12 feet required. The dormer roof variance on the rear side, 12 feet in width, or 10 feet to maximum, and a third floor depth setback variance for 12 feet to require setbacks and decks are 30 feet inset in the building envelope at 6.2 feet is proposed. Condition will be that any approval, if they were granted, condition upon the applicant requiring that additional land between its deeded property line and the bulkhead as represented. Any other representations stated by the applicant will be filed on any other conditions in the requirement for of March 9th, 2021.
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Do I have a roll call vote, please?
Tom McAdam?
I vote yes. I applaud the applicant for such an aggressive and beautifully designed home that certainly will enhance not only the property, but the neighborhood and hopefully the city of Manhattan.
Roman?
You were good luck.
Thank you.
Roman Zabihach?
I also vote yes. The variances, I think, are justified and are aesthetically important to the site, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Lorraine Salata?
I'll vote yes. It's a beautiful project and definitely enhances the neighborhood. The variance relief is minimal if they're asking for it.
Dan Smith III.
I also vote in favor of the application. I think it's an addition to the vendor's instruction and it's 43 years. It's be nice for the family to enjoy such a beautiful home. And I don't see any negative criteria. Another combined home in that.
Mike Reason.
It's an absolutely beautiful house. The porches are just spectacular. I just vote in favor, and I don't think any bill will go there.
Peter Sacco?
I will also vote yes in favor of the project. It meets the criteria for the variances. I also agree that the 10 foot is not enough for a bedroom.
I think
we should revisit that.
It's on the list.
Greer Gaskell.
I vote yes. The house is a beautiful house in the neighborhood. And when I look at that, the actual picture is like, whoa.
Motion is carried. Congratulations.
And I, you know, again, I'm not going to be able to start with one in a second. I
And if you see one that is not parked, and you like get them, just call the officer.
And right now, it's really becoming more evident, you know, there's plastic flying around, dials on all of it, it's really bad, and like I said, and just trash and debris from the workers themselves.
If you see it, just call the office, because we contact the contractor and make them clean it. Most of the time they do, not to say that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's so conscious of the environment and all the debris that's getting into it, and then we have all the stuff that's going around the beach, and the water, you know, it's not good, so.
Any old business?
One thing, anyone who could go, I spent some time on the beach, I have a, get out of permit from my dealer, and I did, some big bridge skills, sort of, I did go across the entire beach from the city to compare everything. One thing is, it's in pretty good shape, but for any members who would like to do a tour, or go up, down the beach with the, actually viewing, I would very happy to take two at a time, so you don't want to, do the sunshine three, if you want to do it individually, it's fine, so we can make it fine. But I'll take any one of you on the beach with my vehicle, and we can look and discuss anything that's happening, along the way. There is some differences in the north end of the city, which we should talk about, and, thank you. I'm offering it to any member of the board.
Thank you.
Including our solicitor and our board administration, and our board engineer and officer. So, any member that sits here.
Thank you, Jay, for your time.
Thank you, Jay. What kind of truck do you have?
Can
we bring a picture around?
Does this include breakfast?
Would you have to run the beach?
Any new business? Motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Meeting is adjourned.